I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Chibi and Chill, the anime podcast. And this week is a little bit different. We've got a whole Pokemon focused episode. So if you're into anime, collectibles, Pokemon, manga, video games, all that good stuff, you're in the right place. Thank you so much for clicking on this video. Thank you for checking out the show. It really does mean a lot. Thank you so much for checking out the channel. We're only small so far. We're still a small channel, so it really does mean a lot when you guys choose to kind of click on the videos and chill with me when I'm talking about anime recommendations, Pokemon stuff like on this video or whatever it may be. Thank you so much. It really, really does mean a lot. I'm really, really grateful for everyone that likes, shares, follows, whatever the buttons say nowadays. I'm happy for whatever action you kind of make on this video. So thank you so much. I needed to do this video as quickly as I possibly could so that I can actually kind of enjoy the merch that I've got. So on Sunday, this past weekend, the 23rd, I went to Pokemon European International Championships. I lived out a childhood dream of visiting a Pokemon Center, going to the European Championships or a championship, and finally meeting Pikachu in real life. Let me tell you, the emotion was real. I did actually have a little bit of an emotional moment after meeting Pikachu. But you know when you have that moment where, when it's finally happening, the kind of child inside you that's wanted to meet this Pokemon since watching the anime, since playing the games, has been a little kid and it's finally happened. Oh my god, I'll put the little clip up on the screen and you'll see how kind of awkward I was, or how kind of mentally unprepared I was for that moment. But oh my god, immediately as soon as we kind of went through the door, it took us about 3 hours to get to the Pokemon Center and hear from up north. So got up super early, traveled on down. It was the best day. It was the best day ever, honestly. I was so hyped all day. And actually, I had a little bit of a milestone during that day as well. I did my first 2 TikTok lives live, like in person, like in public, which was super weird at first, but very cool, and recorded actual like normal content in public as well, with me like speaking in like a cafe and stuff. So weird. If you're following me on Instagram, TikTok, you might have already seen that. If not, do go check it out. It's a great little sum up of the event of the Pokemon Center, of the European Championship. Do check that out and you can kind of experience it with me, I guess. This video is all about the haul, okay? So during the shop, I didn't set myself a budget for the Pokemon Center, because I thought if I see it and I like it, I'm probably just going to buy it. And I did just that, and so did my partner as well. So he bought me a couple of bits as well, which is absolutely awesome. Thank you so much. But there's a whole bag here of stuff. There's a whole bag to unbox. But also, can we take a minute? Look at how cute the bag is. So there were like different size bags, depending on what you kind of bought or how much you bought, what the size of stuff was. So this one has Charizard and Pikachu on one side and then a huge Pikachu on the other. So in this video, I want to show you guys what I picked up at Pokemon Center. So I want to pick it up. I want to unbox this stuff, guys. I've been itching, literally itching since we came back. Even that night, I wanted to unbag this stuff because the plushies are rolling out the plastic bags. I want to get them out. I want to put them on my shelves. The shelves behind me, I think, will get a great update from all of this, because right now, apart from this little corner, it's lacking a good bit of Pokemon vibes. We've got some stuff on the desk, but you can't actually see that during the videos because I work from here most of the day. I have them around me, but I don't have them actually out. So That needs to change. But without further ado, let's dive into the bag and let's get this unboxed. Okay, it's really hard to know where to start. So we'll start with the bigger stuff. As soon as you kind of went through, there was like this kind of like cubbyhole, like a cutout in the wall. And they offered you a backpack, which is this one, which has Oakpon, this year's kind of like mascot for the championships. It's an exclusive backpack that has a ton of detail in it. And it's limited to one per customer. Couldn't say no to this, knowing that it's exclusive and knowing that actually it's only limited to one per customer. You're never going to be able to buy this stuff again. I snapped this up. Let's get this out of the bag. So this is the bag out of the plastic, so you can really see some of the detail. Everything specifically for the championships has this little like specific tag on there, but it looks absolutely adorable. It's really well made, but you can see it's got a lot of like little meshes. You can see it up on there, but is that there's this actual zip. That's hard to do on camera. There's this actual zip, and the pattern on the inside is the different Oakpon forms, like defense, attack, heal, that kind of thing. So it's got all the different like patterns on there, and a load of the merch had this kind of vibe to it, to kind of really tie it all together for the championships and really theme it together. The handles themselves have the like defense form like masks on as well, which is really cute. And the actual bag has a stitching of a Pokeball in the back as well. The level of detail, I'm so impressed. But there are plenty of pouches for storage. This is a proper adventures backpack. It has so much stuff and so much detail in there. You can kind of see, you can kind of tell that I don't do a lot of unboxings like this, but you can kind of really see the thing. That's all that rubber little Pokeballs, which are so cute. I'm going on holiday in September and I do need a bag for the plane, so this will have a truly shiny moment when it comes to that, because the amount of storage that this has on, this was an amazing pickup for that. So I think this will have a huge moment. That was item number one. I'm in love with it. Let's move on after one last peek inside. Two of the things that I actually really wanted to manifest while I was there that I was really hoping that would be there would be Sinistra and Poltergeist stuff. So either a plush, and there is actually an exclusive like matcha tea set that you can get that's based on Sinistra and Poltergeist. And those are two of my favorite Pokemon. I love matcha tea and I love ghost type Pokemon. So putting those two together is like the perfect Pokemon for me. But look at what I did pick up. So they did have the plushes for both Sinistra and Poltergeist, and I couldn't get one without getting the other, because look at how adorable they are. Let's get them out of the bags and we can see them in full glory. So this is them out of their little like bags, and they are so soft. They are so much softer than I thought they'd be, but look at how cute they are. They're so well made. They've got huge Pokemon Center tags on, which I think I will try and leave on there, because of the pure novelty of me buying them from the Pokemon Center. I think I kind of really need to relive that every so often when I look at these, but these are perfect little ghost Pokemon. You can see how kind of detailed they are. We'll put Poltergeist down, but like Sinistra has so much detail on them. Even like it's the actual kind of like matcha cracks that kind of show through, all the liquid that's so seeping through Sinistra is all embroidered on. It is such high quality, but like no stone is left unturned. Do you know what I mean? It is so well done. Even the little top is so like firm, a bit like it is a pot, but it is absolutely adorable. It's got the little feet poking through, the little broken matcha whisk strands. It is absolutely adorable, and it's perfect when it's kind of paired with Poltergeist as well. You've got the little drop there. You've got the bamboo spoon. It is absolutely, you can kind of tell with how bad I'm speaking on this video, how excited I am about unboxing all these. So I'm sorry if I'm not explaining the very well. I'm just so excited to finally unbox this stuff, because I waited till from Sunday. I waited two days to do this video. But they are so cute. I absolutely love these together. I think I would love these on the background somewhere. I love that when you go onto the Pokemon Center website, these actually come up under kitchen, even though they're a plush. And that is just so funny to me. That is so cute. But they are actually tea ghosts, so that makes complete sense. Absolutely adorable. I really wanted the matcha tea set, but I think that's about £160, which I'm not about to spend on a tea set, because I'm so clumsy. Upon first use, I will probably turn that tea set into a ghost, so probably not worth it. But the plushes, I'm 100% safe with. One of my absolute favourite pickups by a long shot, I think. But let's move on. Enough about Sinistra. One of the first pickups I did grab is this Postal Pikachu, which is like the mascot for this year's London Pop-Up. It one of the years it was the like Pikachu in the Beefeater outfit, but this time it is the Postal Pikachu. So let's get him unbagged. So this is the little Postal Pikachu. It's a little bit of a smaller plush, but it's definitely one for the novelty of it. It is absolutely adorable. This is one of the ones where I think it sold out quicker than the others because of the novelty of the location and the kind of theme for this year. But look at how adorable he is. He's got his little like satchel, he's got his little postal hat, and he's kind of got his little parcel ready to go out as well. He is absolutely adorable. All the plushies are so soft, and that is one thing I noticed at the event. Every plush is so soft, and I know plushies are soft, guys, but the level of soft on these is insane. But they are absolutely adorable. I'm kind of bringing closer to the camera for you guys. But he looks absolutely adorable with his little satchel, his little bag, he's kind of waving hello. Definitely a cute novelty pickup. Before we go into more plushes, let's change up the vibe a little bit and let's go to some like more clothing that I picked up. So I actually picked up 3 t-shirts while we were there. One more like Bulbasaur themed, one International European Championships themed, and one Pikachu themed. One that I did pick up is this. Can you guys see that? Is this t-shirt that has the evolutions for Bulbasaur on. If anyone knows me, and judging by this jumper that I'm already wearing, I am a huge Bulbasaur fan. He was my very first choice when I started as a Pokemon fan way back when I was a kid, and it is still the same. So this one was a definite pickup. So this one has the 3 little evolutions on him. You can see a little Pokeball tag there. It's a lot more minimal, which is kind of nice. And this one has the little numbers of the evolutions on the back as well. This one was sold out when I went, but you can take them off the rack as well that aren't in the bags. So luckily I was so happy when I kind of realized that as well. So, but very cool t-shirt, absolutely love this. The next one that we picked up is one for the actual championship. So you could get like jumpers, hoodies, zip ups, all that kind of stuff that had the logo, the things on, and those are really fun. But I spotted this little t-shirt and it's got the mascot Ogapon, and it's got the variations on in a more minimal way. So let's unbox this one. So again, because this one is for the championships, it does have the championship tag on there, but you can kind of see Ogapon there in his all its glory. So let's unfill this one. So you can see there it's got Ogapon at the top, but then it's got the different forms like kind of rolling down in like outline, which is really nice. And it does actually have the Pokemon Championship symbol on the arm. Let's try and get that so you can see that. So it has got the Pokemon International Championships on the arm, which is really nice. So it's more like you know where this is from. You kind of had the memory attached to it, but it's in a less obvious way. But I think this is really cute. It's got the year on as well next to Ogapon, so it's definitely more themed out. This one I'm really happy with. This one has an awesome quality to it as well. I'm super excited to wear all of this merch. I am going to be so dripped out in Pokemon exclusive Pokemon Center merch, and I'm so here for that. That will be my entire personality for at least 6 months. But this looks absolutely awesome. But it's really detailed. So cute. The last and final t-shirt is one that I think every time I look at, I'm going to be absolutely reminded of that magical moment of meeting Pikachu. And it's this little iconic Pikachu t-shirt in like this kind of like stone colour. All the t-shirts had a different expression of Pikachu on. So you could get one where it was like shocked, one where it was crying. I don't know why we have that one. A crying Pikachu, a shocked one, like a shouty, laughy kind of one. And then that little smiley one. I absolutely love this smiley one because it was a little bit more, I don't know, super positive and super cute and a lot more kind of iconic. This one has the normal Pokemon Center tag on there, which is actually the Pikachu Pokemon Mood Collection Pikachu Happy. So let's just move that tag for you guys. But it is absolutely adorable. It is so fun and vibrant. But there is a little Pokemon Center tag on there as well. These weren't too bad. I think these were like 20 to 25. I expected to pay a lot more for what the things were. And I'm so excited about actually what I did actually end up paying. But love this. Super cute. This one's like the most obviously Pokemon out of the stuff. But I'm so here for it. Next, what does it say if I've kind of forgot what's in this bag? So while we're there, there's obviously a section for different bits. So there's different bits for homeware, for the TCG, and home plush, that kind of stuff. So you can kind of merge around all those kind of areas, mooch around them. And one thing I did pick up, I really wanted to pick up some kind of cards, but I was super unsure about which ones, if I'm absolutely honest. The card section was one of the most manic sections. I went on the Sunday and it was still super manic, but we did pick up, my partner got me this one, which is one of the Masters finalist championship decks, which is like how they kind of won their championship. This one is from the Yokohama 2023 in Japan World Championship. So you kind of get these are on the Pokemon site. These are all sold out though. I didn't know before I went, otherwise I would have got more of them. I would have tried to get like each one. But this one is the Toad one. This one is Psychic Challenge. This one has, you get like this little pack, you get the coin and everything. It's all kind of decked out. I don't think I'm going to be opening this, if I'm honest. As much as I really, really want to open this, it kind of tells you exactly what's in the back. So there's no surprises in this. There's no surprises of what card or that kind of vibe. There's no actual surprise in this. I think I just like this to have this to collect it. But it's super cute. There are like four of these to collect. And each one has its own theme, its own like pack. And its own like specific kind of like star Pokemon. This one is Gardevoir EX, and it's so cool. There's such a vibe for Gardevoir at the minute, so super trendy Pokemon right now. But an awesome little pack. I don't think I'll be opening this, like I said, but an awesome little pickup if you kind of want to know more about how people win the championships and how they kind of do it and what's in their decks. I did also pick up one of these lanyards. The theme for the European Championships was Oakpon, and then the actual World Championship is more like a side-up kind of vibe. So we've got this Pokemon lanyard with all the... We've got Mudkip in like both regional variants. We've got Psyduck, and look at all the cute little illustrations. There are so many pins on this, and the pins on the back actually have a Pikachu head as a rubber stopper, which is a detail again. It's just chef's kiss with the detail on these. But it is so cute. And I will be opening this. I don't know where I'll put it. I might kind of dangle it off the shelf, I think, a little bit. I haven't bought all this stuff to not open them. That's the thing. But this is one of the cutest things I've seen. Look at all the cute little enamel pin badges and stuff. They are absolutely adorable. I love that everything has the 2025 exclusives. And you've got this kind of like pattern on the back with all the different Pokemon. That was like the whole vibe throughout the entire like display, the signs, all that kind of stuff. It's kind of like bento box kind of style graphics that were going on. So super cute. We've also got this little pin badge. So there was actually two of these, but I only found one in the center when we went. And there was a side up magnet, which I actually wish I'd got now, if I'm honest. But a super cute little pin that has the actual full vibe for the 2025 International Championships. So I absolutely love that we picked this up. This is probably one of my favourite pickups because it has the full vibe on there of the championships, of the theme for the day. But super cute. I think this one would be great on the badge. I don't want to lose it though. So I think I'm going to put it somewhere else. So two more things before the freebie stuff that I actually picked up. So I did pick up one of the Ogepon plushies. So there were four of these. Well, technically five. So you could get one that was kind of like sat down. You could get this one, which is the attack one. You could get the defense one, the like healing one, and the other one. I forgot the other one. But you can get four of them. So let's unbag this one. So this was one of the more kind of spenny purchases I made. This was about 35 for the plush. It is so cute. Look at how big it is, actually. As a plush, this is actually quite big, but it's really, really well made. Like, to actually feel this in out of the bag, it is actually really, really well made. And it is absolutely cute. Each one had its like specific mask, obviously, and the actual style for the Ogepon changed. But it is absolutely adorable. Again, you've got the Pokemon tag there. But you can really see the detail. And if we lift the kind of like hair, kind of... Well, it's not hair. What is it? Like a jacket kind of thing? You can kind of see all the detail in there. Let's bring the mask forward for you guys. But you can really see the detail in all of these. I've never been so impressed with the quality of something quite like this. This is the first purchase that I made from Pokemon Center. And I'm impressed. I am so impressed. But these look great. I'm so happy about this one. When I went on the Sunday, they had this one, they had the attack one, and they had the defense one in stock. I think I really wanted the original one, but actually now that I've kind of sat with this one and really seen the Attack version, I am in love with this one. I'm so happy with picking up the Attack one because it is so cute. So the last actual purchase, before we got some freebies to go through as well, kind of got some gifts as well as you kind of went round, which was really cute. And obviously, I'm a huge Funko Pop fan. If you've watched these videos before, you'll know that I'm hugely into Funko Pops. And there were some Funko Pops there. There was one little display, but it had the Pearlescent Pokemon on. And when we went on the Sunday, this was the only one kind of left, the only type of Pokemon left, which is the Vulpix one. And it has got the only at Pokemon Center sticker on there. So this one, I'm an out-of-box collector for Funko Pops, but I think this one has to stay in its box purely because of one, look at the box. It is so pearlescent. It is so kind of like holographic. But I need it to stay in there just for the pure fact that it says only at the Pokemon Center, because just to be always reminded of this kind of weekend of Sunday, every time I kind of look at this, I think will be really, really cool. But you've got the Pokemon Center on there, and the rest of the box is pretty plain. It just kind of shows the fire type, which is cute. But that was my one Funko Pop pickup for the weekend, and I'm so happy. It is absolutely stunning in person. I don't think the camera's really doing it full kind of justice with the pearlescent kind of vibe. You can kind of see it more there. A lot of these are sold out on the Pokemon Center website, but you can still pick up some of them. So for some reason, I don't actually collect the Funko Pops for Pokemon, but maybe I should. Maybe this is the start. So those were the actual purchases for the day. So let's go through the freebies that we got as well. When you kind of joined, registered to go to the actual championships, you got your own lanyard, which has your name on it, with each design having a specific Ogepon on the day and what kind of level you kind of went for. You went for spectator and how to kind of like treat your badge. But the actual lanyard has its own design and theme as well, with all the Ogepon versions on there, with the main one at the bottom. Super cute. But when you also pick up that badge, you also get some Pokemon cards. So me and my partner went, so they got two packs each. And these were Surging Sparks packs. So I'll be doing a live unboxing of these. I won't be doing these on this video, but I will be doing these on a TikTok live. So do keep an eye out on my social medias for those. And you'll kind of see what I pull. Hopefully, we'll pull some amazing cards in these. That would be a real treat. So keep an eye out for that. Then there was a Pokemon Go section, so you could visit that stand, have some pictures with team mascot, you could spin the wheel and pick up a little pack as well. So every time you spun, you got, I think you could spin it once, you got a set of Pokemon Go stickers, which have the little teams on and a Pokemon Go sticker. And then you could pick up, depending on what number you got on the wheel, you got either a patch or a keyring, so-on patch, that kind of thing. So these were mine and my partner's pickups. So he got the Mystic bag tag, and I got the so-on patch for my team. I forgot what this one's called. But we got those, which were really cute. I loved that there were freebies kind of dotted around for you to pick up. And I'm actually really impressed that you could get things like that. I love that they kind of really treat you while you were there. You've got to have a go on little events and get some free Pokemon cards as well, because this is where it's all at, guys. So there was so much to kind of enjoy and pick up or go. The one thing I didn't get to go into, because the queue was absolutely enormous and we kind of wanted to enjoy London as well for a little bit, go get some food and stuff, was the Dream Labs and that kind of event. So I didn't pick up the pins for that area because the queue looked enormous. It was so huge, but I'm so happy with what I picked up. But since my visit to the Pokemon Center and the International Championships, I have been buzzing. It's really raised my energy, raised my vibration. I'm so happy to have experienced this finally. I've waited such a long time to kind of really experience Pokemon Center, experience International Championships. I didn't actually get to go to the Pokemon pop-up last time it happened in London, so I really missed out that time, but I really made up for it this time. I think I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful for my partner that drove me down and came with me and recorded so much for me, because I was so busy kind of just experiencing the day and diving into it. I didn't actually record a lot of content apart from the live that I did on TikTok. So apart from that, he took so much content photos for me. So I can't take credit for most of the content that's on my Instagram or TikTok right now. It's all down to him, so thank you for that. But I am so, so happy with what I picked up. I don't know what to pick up first to kind of show you guys for this bit. Let's just try grabbing all the plushies, maybe. I think that's probably the best vibe to go for. Maybe that's the thumbnail. So that's kind of the plushie collection there. But I think I picked up a really good set, if I do say so myself. Can't wait to kind of really rejig my area, rejig the shelves, and get these into Pride of Place. I really want to get these into a little bit more of a defined area and really show these off. It's only February and this has been such a highlight for the year. And I feel like this has really kickstarted the rest of the year in such a good place. The one thing we do want to try and pick up is two of the wedding Pikachus for our wedding in a year's time, just over a year's time. So that is one thing I do get. You do get 15% off vouchers at when you shop at the Pokemon Center after you kind of... You got some 15% off vouchers. So I'm hoping to pick up the wedding Pikachu over on the store and get that 15% off as well. But thank you so much for joining this little bag on haul with me. I'll be doing another video based on my actual experience, I think, of going around and showing you guys actually properly of what it was like in the Pokemon Center and the Pokemon International Championships. Because I'm not done talking about it. I'm not going to shut up about this for a good solid week, I think, if not more. But thank you so much for joining me today. Thank you for chilling with me. Thank you for unboxing my plushies and all my goodies that I picked up. Thank you, because these have been sat in the bag since Sunday night, and I've been itching to unbox these. So thank you so much for joining me on unboxing these. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day. Please do like, subscribe, all that good stuff. I'm going to be doing a lot more Pokemon content, so do keep an eye out for that, because I play Pokemon Go, I play the TCG Pocket, all that good stuff. I do a lot of stuff for Pokemon in the background, but I never actually include it a lot in my content for whatever reason. I don't actually know why. So do keep an eye out. Do follow me if you're into that kind of thing, this kind of thing. And enjoy some of the content that's coming, because I've got so much planned now that I've got a lot more stuff. Thank you so much. I don't know how to sign this off. So thank you so much for joining with me. Thank you. Subscribe, like, share, all that good stuff. If you know someone that's into Pokemon and would love to see what I got at the Pokemon Center, please do send them this video. It's really, really appreciated. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day. If you're watching anime, if you're watching Pokemon, if you're playing Pokemon, whatever it is, thank you so much and enjoy the rest of your day. Bye-bye. Hello everyone, I just thought I'd hop in here real quick to tell you all about Crunchyroll. Crunchyroll is the world's largest anime streaming platform with literally thousands of anime for you to explore, including new series such as Demon Slayer, newest One Piece, and more Jujutsu Kaisen, Chainsaw Man, all that good stuff, alongside iconic shows such as Hunter x Hunter, Naruto, Naruto Shippuden, and a whole host more. Alongside some ones that you've never even heard of, but you'll love diving into their worlds and their stories. Fans of the Chibi and Chill anime podcast can take advantage of a 7-day free trial, so you can dive into as much anime as you'd like without having to properly finish, sign up, and pay. Get a 7-day free trial of Crunchyroll down below using the links in my product video descriptions, and dive into a world of thousands of anime waiting for you to explore.